Story, Bahraini forces have stormed nearly two dozen houses in a village near the capital, Manama, in their ongoing crackdown on anti-regime protesters. The country's main opposition group, Al-Wafaq, says Saudi-backed regime forces rummaged through the protesters' homes in the village of Daraz. The group said the forces also attacked houses in Sitra and Hamad towns, as well as the Sanad residential area and Al-Dair village. Almost a week ago, Manama forces arrested 30 people in several villages following raids on their houses. Bahraini forces frequently storm the houses of anti-regime protesters who've been calling on the ruling Al Khalifa family to relinquish power. For more on the ongoing Bahraini crackdown, we're joined by professor of Lebanese University, Mr. Mohsen Saleh, who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Professor Saleh, welcome to the program. First of all, I'd like to get your thoughts on this recent tactic carried out by the Bahraini security forces of raiding houses of anti-monarchy protesters.
Well, these are not raids. These are terrorist acts against the citizens of Bahrain. And the Bahrainis should continue their march against this state terrorism, or international terrorism, actually, from the United States, because they are backing this tribal regime. And of course, the authorities in Bahrain should not expect that these people, who are deprived from their basic rights, to stop their move and their march towards freedom. That's why, however they detain people or attack the houses or imprison people, I guess the Bahrainis are continuing their way, their destiny, in order to achieve what they have been hoped for a long time. I guess this ongoing crackdown and terrorism from the tribal regime, I guess, won't reach them anywhere.
Professor Saleh, what do you make of the international silence with regards to what's happening in Bahrain, and also the lack of adequate coverage in certain mainstream media of the ongoing uprising in the tiny Persian Gulf nation?
I expect that this wave of shortages from the media, international media, and the Arab media and the Islamic media towards the rights of the Bahrainis and their try to exist in this world, I guess, will change. Now situation is changing in the West and in the Arab world. Although it's very shy and very slow, but it is moving against the Saudis, against the Bahrainis, against those people who are trying to steal all kinds of rights of the Bahrainis and the people on the Persian Gulf. Now the situation is changing, and that's why we see this kind of crackdown and terrorism and atrocities against the Bahrainis. Otherwise, we can't see. The human rights associations, now we hear some voices in the West, in the parliament, in even Britain and France and other places, and even in the Arab world, I guess, the voices of the Bahrainis start to be heard.
Professor Mohsen Saleh speaking to us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Thank you very much for contributing to the program, sir.